So the divine feminine is all about being in touch, in tune, and trusting your dreams and desires that are in your heart. So not so much the head, the masculine mind, which is also important, but sort of tuning that part down and tuning up the volume of your heart.
Welcome to the Balance Wellness Solutions Podcast with pharmacist Dr. Courtney Sanfelice, where we will discuss all things related to health and wellness, getting to the root cause of health issues, and learning how to create a balance to obtain all of your wellness goals. Hot topics including CBD, gut health, nutrition, immune boosters, Ayurvedic health, women's health, essential supplements, and so many more. Here's your host, Courtney Sanfelice.
Welcome, everyone. Dr. Courtney Sanfelice here with Dr. Mariam Yanikian. She is a holistic pharmacist who is passionate about prioritizing emotional health through self-love. Her business, Self Love First, is a mindset and lifestyle transformation that begins as soon as you decide to put yourself first and reach for the highest and truest version of yourself. Dr. Mariam is a PharmD, doctor of pharmacy like me, turned into a personal wellness coach who is passionate about healing from the inside out. Her tools for coaching involve mind, body, and soulful nourishment techniques for anxiety, fatigue, burnout, and emotional healing. Wow, we can all use that. Her mission is to empower women to flourish into their divine feminine energy and embody their highest self. So welcome, welcome, Dr. Mariam. How are you today?
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm great. Thank you, Courtney, for this opportunity. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. I'm excited to learn about divine feminine energy, and I am so interested in learning. So tell me, what started you on this journey? How did you get started? Where did you even hear about this or learn about this?
Right. So I started about 2 years ago when I decided to transition out of traditional pharmacy. I was working in a retail setting full time, you know, during 2020, the pandemic, feeling burnt out, overwhelmed, not present for my children, and really, but feeling that feeling stuck and not being able to do anything about it. And then I met my first coach, you know, Christina Fontana. I'm sure you know her, heard of her. And she was describing how she transitioned out of pharmacy and now was coaching women. And she introduced me to this idea of divine feminine energy and your queen essence as a woman, and how a lot of us are not tapped into it. And we are more driven in this masculine kind of society. So we're very much tapped into our masculine energy, but have ignored or sacrificed our divine feminine side. So I got fascinated with that idea because I had never heard of that before. And I signed up for her coaching program right away, like the next week. And I've been exploring it ever since.
That's so cool. And it's interesting because I think too, when we look at ourselves and just society and the way that things are, I understand, I've never heard it presented like that before, but I guess as professionals and what we do and the type of schedules that we have, you know, having, like you said, that masculine energy, that drive, where does that balance come from? Because as women, we are strong, you know, we juggle it all. We have these professional degrees. We are mom or wife. We wear all of these hats. You know, how do you keep it balanced? How did you learn through, I guess, divine feminine energy? Like, how do you incorporate that into your daily life?
So that's exactly what I felt. So that I am doing all these things. I am all wearing all these different hats, you know, career woman, driven, you know, type A personality, go-getter, but also I have a family and children to nurture and a husband. And what I found is that we are just basically ignorant about this other side of us. We have suppressed it so much. And the reason for that is really because society thinks that being feminine and being emotional and being intuitive, these things are kind of weaknesses, you know, like woo-woo, and it's really easy to disregard this side of us. So once I started exploring this feminine energy, which I will talk about, like aspects of it and how I incorporate it into my daily life, it really became whole transformation. My lifestyle completely changed. I decided to quit my full-time job. I decided to follow my intuition that was saying that you can work from home, you will be supported. You do not need to fit yourself into a box where you don't belong anymore. You know, a lot of emotions came with that, like fear and self-doubt and navigating all those things. So it has taken me on this journey, which I am still on. I'm still incorporating and trusting myself to follow my divine feminine energy. So that's where I am right now.
That's awesome. And first of all, kudos to you, because being a pharmacist, and especially the pandemic took it to a whole new level, especially being in that retail pharmacy space. And I work in an independent pharmacy. And back in November, I cut my hours in half there, which was such an amazing thing to function, to focus on my own functional medicine practice, but to still have a balance between that and helping, you know, people in the pharmacy as well. But I understand completely where you're coming from, that burnout feeling that was just, you know, in this box of like, sometimes I don't feel like I belong here. I'm always trying to help people, you know, talk to them about nutrition and nutraceuticals and supplements when they're coming into the pharmacy to pick up their prescriptions. And a lot of people want more of that in their lives. You know, people want a different aspect. People want to learn more about holistic healthcare and taking care of themselves and learning how to go, you know, take a yoga class or learn how to meditate or to tap into what we already have inside and be well and stay healthy rather than, you know, being sick and having to take medications. It's, I don't know about you, but as a pharmacist, it makes me feel so much more empowered to help people, you know, from the point of view of staying healthy and being healthy and, you know, and not just physically, but like mentally, you know?
Yes. So this for me, you know, is all about self-love and worthiness. That's where it really started for me. Because like you said, we are overwhelmed, over-medicated, and not just, you know, our patients and society, but as healthcare professionals as well, pharmacists, you know, and we have put aside our self-care and self-love altogether because we are just driven to give, give, give. But we burn out and we become overwhelmed and our cup, you know, runs empty. And how can you give from an empty cup, right? We have this empty.
Right.
So this is where I found myself 2 years ago. And I decided to follow my heart, basically tap into my heart, follow my intuition, which was telling me that you are worth so much more. You can do so much more if you really follow your dreams, your desires. So the divine feminine is all about being in touch, in tune, and trusting your dreams and desires that are in your heart. So not so much the head, the masculine mind, which is also important, but sort of tuning that part down and tuning up the volume of your heart and just being in that space of trust and self love and appreciation. And a lot of us are lacking in this and we need help. So
I know. I think both looking at it from my perspective as a pharmacist and feeling everything that you just said, like it just gave me goosebumps as you were saying it, because it couldn't be further from the truth, where you get into this such a rut of this pattern where you're just, you know, I mean, even especially during the pandemic, just shut, you know how it is in pharmacy. You literally will like shove something in your mouth. You're literally getting ready to take a bite of something and somebody's like, okay, they need you. You can't even go to the bathroom. Like it's just like, it's just the struggle.
Don't remind me.
Right. And I think it's like so many people in healthcare too. You know, like nurses and doctors, where it's literally you're like taking a bite and they're like, Courtney, there's a doctor on the call. You need to give 4 shots and blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, I just wanted to take a bite, but I'll just do that later. And then 4 hours goes by and I'm like, I didn't get to take that bite and I've had to pee for 2.5 hours. But, you know, but it's just so for you to bring this to, you know, just to even from a pharmacist point of view, but then just taking a step back and looking at it from the point of view as a mother, from a wife, as a daughter, as a friend, and all of these things of just tapping into your heart and who you are. I think that's That's just amazing. So, like, in your capacity where you're speaking with your clients, who's your main avatar? Like, who comes to work with you? Who can you help?
You know, that's a great question. So I help women like me, basically, who are type A, high achievers, go-getters, that are also kind of out of tune from their self-love, from their worthiness, and disconnected from this divine feminine energy I am talking about. So they do all the things, they overdo, you know, they follow the structure, they are there for everybody, and they put themselves last at the bottom of the list, right? And self-care is just the word, is just the phrase. So they don't actually take care of themselves. And I find this very interesting because we as pharmacists and healthcare professionals, you know, and doctors and nurses, all of us in this category, you know, we're advocates for health and not just physical health, like you said, but emotional, mental, even spiritual. You know, I've incorporated spiritual practices as well. And we are advocates and we tell this to our patients that you're supposed to take care of yourself. You know, you're the most important thing. You're the, you have the power to change your life and everything. But do we do this for ourselves? You know,
exactly.
Are we an example? Are we like doing what we're preaching, basically? And most of us are not. So there is that disconnect, you know. And also, like you said, I want to be, it sounds cliche, but a good role model for my girls, for my children, you know, who are growing up seeing me and copying everything I do. I want them to know that it's okay to rest. It's important to take care of yourself. It's okay to call in sick or, you know, or not stay home from school when you're not feeling well and take care of yourself. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's okay to express your emotions, even if it is anger, even if it is sadness and crying, you know, normalizing these things instead of suppressing, where we find there's a big correlation between suppressing emotion and disease, you know, because that emotion has to go somewhere and usually affects your body if you can't let it flow through you. So I do a lot of work with self-expression, emotional healing, and even if I can go one step further into trauma healing, because a lot of these, you know, emotions of fear and self-doubt and unworthiness come from our past trauma, childhood trauma that nobody talks about. You know, we get over our childhood, but we never actually heal those wounds, you know. So I'm on a mission to heal myself from my own core wounds and become that, like I said, the best version of myself, which is this divine feminine, tapped into her heart, into her desires, feeling worthy of her dreams and desires, and just, you know, following her dreams, basically.
I think that's amazing. And I can resonate with so much of what you just said. It just is like, it's like we're so on that level where it's everything that you just said, all of us as healthcare practitioners, because our job is to care for other people. So we take it to the next level. We're almost like, you know, people who are in healthcare providers listening to us, you know, it's almost like the mom syndrome where, you know, you're being a mom, you're doing everything. And then 10 years go by, your kids start getting older and you're like, well, gosh, I do all these things for the kids, but like, I'm not keeping up with myself and doctor's appointments and self-care and nurturing and doing and exercising or doing all of these things, because it's like, I'm so busy trying to do these other things and keep up. But like you said, you can't pour from an empty cup. So if you're not caring for yourself, you're not properly caring. There's going to be a breaking point where, you know, where you keep that suppressed in, you're in work all day, you suppress it because you can't have a bad day when you've got to be there with your big fat smile on for everybody that walks up to you, because you're that positive energy that they need when they're coming in to get that. And people are sick and you don't know what's going on in their personal life. So you've got to be that person all day. And it can be very exhausting to the point of burnout, like you said. And mm-hmm. I think so, like that being the first portion of it. And I mean, I know just being a victim of that as well. I do that in my own practice. And until I started to, you know, really get into looking at, I started to dive into the nutrition realm, and I went to IIN to become not so much to become an integrative nutrition coach, but more like I wanted to learn more about it to incorporate in my practice as a pharmacist. And then that was when I learned more about functional medicine and integrative medicine and learning, seeing all of these clinicians that were speaking, that were integrating, that weren't just like, hey, let's write prescriptions. These doctors that were like, hey, what are you eating? Hey, what are you doing in your life? Are you taking some downtime? Are you getting enough sleep? Are you getting your body active? Are you taking that time to clear your head, meditate, whatever it is that your own personal experience that gives you that downtime and that quiet, which could be, you know, anything from reading a book to taking a bath to meditating or whatever it is that works for you. So I'm sure, do you see that a lot in your practice? It's definitely not a one size fits all kind of clientele.
No, it's not. So what you just said, the word that came up for me was boundaries. So boundaries is one of my favorite words right now. And we don't use enough of that, right? In self-care or healthcare. And, you know, we're very giving, empathic people as healthcare professionals. I mean, the number one reason we're in healthcare is because we want to help. We want to help others be healthier, their best version of themselves. So we are givers, we're natural givers, and we forget to receive. So divine feminine energy is all about receiving for yourself. And that could be, like you said, in a form of self-care, like meditation or taking a bath, a 20-minute bath, right? Or going on a nature walk, right? Because nature heals and, you know, upgrades your energy instantly. So boundaries are really important. And I call them self-loving boundaries. So they could be soft. They don't have to be hard. They don't have to be like a fence where you keep people out. It's not about that. You know, boundaries have a negative connotation sometimes, but these are energetic boundaries, if you want to call them, to keep your energy filled up, to keep you going. So you can nurture, you can give from a full cup. And this expression comes to me, which I've heard from another teacher who says, give from the overflow, give from the overflow. So okay. You have to be not that you have to be filled up all the way. You have to be overflowing with love, with, you know, worthiness, with energy, so you can radiate that out to your patients, to your clients, to your family, to everyone you meet. So as women, we think that that is selfish. So I want you to change that word in your mind. If that's coming up for whoever's listening, it is not selfish to take care of yourself. It is actually self-loving, and that love multiplies and amplifies and expands out to your entire life. Every single relationship will be improved in your life. Once you put yourself first, you take care of you, you fill up your cup to the brim and you're overflowing and it just radiating out. You don't even have to do anything. It will just pour out of you. So that's what I want for women.
I love that. I love that so much. Before we go, do you have anything else that you want to share with our listeners?
So that's, I think my biggest word and message today probably would be to create some self-loving boundaries for yourself. And that could mean, you know, saying no to appointments or people that are draining your energy, carving out time for your self-care. And also the word receiving, how do you receive, you know, like giving and receiving have to go hand in hand, because like we keep saying, if you keep giving and giving and giving of yourself, you will run empty, you will be overwhelmed, burnt out, and eventually disease follows. So we don't want you to get to that point. So some self-loving boundaries and coming up with ways to receive love, receive self-care, receive what you need and desire.
I love that. Thank you so much for being on today and for all this awesome information. And we will have information to get in touch with you on our show notes. So if anybody wants to reach out to Dr. Miriam and work with her, her information will be in the show notes, her website, her email address. So you guys can contact her if you have any questions or if you'd like to work with her and get in on the self-love.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Courtney, I think you're awesome.
Thank you. Right back at you, girlfriend. Thank you so much for being on today. I appreciate all of your awesome knowledge and you're amazing.
Thank you, love.
You're so welcome. Have a great day.
You're the same. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Find us on social media, on Facebook at The Wellness Pharma Chick, and online at our website, balancedwellnesssolutions.net. Check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time, take care of yourself and be well.